Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Clickbait time. Who likes to click on things? I remember when Victoria was here and she used to have all that fun with me, Jay, because I would click on these things. I want to know what's going on here.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
the story?
Yeah.
Where? Who's got it? What's the story? All right. So anyway, bottom line is that today is April 19th. Yesterday was the 18th. Tomorrow's the 20th. Got that all figured out. Jay and Doug. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Do we need to go any further than that to identify ourselves? We are the heroes of the Good Day program, and we're here to straighten things out, to fix up the messes that are prevalent. Couple of messes that need some attention. The AM radio thing in cars and trucks. Is it? All right, here's my question. You ready? We have to start the hour with a question. Is the fact that a lot of car manufacturers do not want to put AM radios in their products an assault on right-wing radio? The answer, in part, in my opinion, is yes. How is that based on fact? I don't know that I have the facts. I don't know that much about the people who, and their political motivations at Ford, for example. Are they left-wingers? Are they right-wingers? Do they think that they can control? There's so much focus, and in terms of business and in life in general, there's so much focus on controlling what you think and how you get your information. We don't have to go any further than social media to look at how corrupt. We talk about our systems, the political systems mm-hmm. being corrupt. They are. But are businesses corrupt? Yep, they are. Is social media an example of corruption? To the nth degree, they are corrupt. And yet here we are, saddled with and encouraging in many circumstances the further use of social media. We do it here because it seems that it's a good way to communicate with some of our listeners. So we've done that, and so has pretty much every other radio and television program. Everything is
yeah.
based on social media, right? The connection.
But also the phasing out of the AM radio and everything, it was almost hidden under the guise of, well, it's because for the electric vehicles, because the battery isn't compatible with AM radio, blah, 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 blah. Then now Ford has come out and said, well, it's not only the new EV vehicles we have putting out, we're also going to do this with the gas-powered vehicles as well. So that takes away the fact of, or the hidden fact, quote-unquote, of people saying, well, no, it's the battery issue, it's the battery issue. Well, no, if you're saying you're not going to do this for your future fuel-powered vehicles either, clearly it's not only a battery issue.
It's an issue that goes beyond what some people want to admit, that it just is the way of the world, it would seem. The question of of how you make up your mind about things. How do you make up your mind? I make up my mind because, or around, things that seem to make a lot of sense. At least they make sense to me. Why do they make sense to me? My environment, what I was brought up to think, all of those things lead into, you know, the making up of one's mind. So, is it a push? Yeah, I think Sean's making that argument. I think Mark Levin's making that argument. Most of the right-wingers on Fox are making it, and others as well, and there's something to it in my mind. Speaking of Fox and things that are obvious and now more obvious, Fox News has agreed to cut a nine-figure check to avoid going to trial in this high-profile defamation case. The network struck the deal yesterday with Dominion Voting Systems. The trial was supposed to start next week. The jurors had all been selected. Opening statements have been prepared. But then the judge says, whoops, wait a minute. Apparently, Fox wants to not get into the weeds here. So they're going to fork over $787 million to a company whose net worth at the moment is $100 million. But when they get the check next week, they're going to be worth almost $1 billion because Fox, in essence, they'll tell you that they have no admission here. The lawyers say, oh, we're not admitting anything, which is a load of BS. Because if you're going to pay somebody $787 million and you're only worth $100 million, there's something in that statement. Now, all the defenders of Fox News and all the defenders of all the people who were there and all of that stuff, the right-wingers, the Trumpers, all the people that will say, they just wanted to... No. You don't write a check for $787 million unless you are guilty and you don't want your laundry exposed to the public.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you write a check for $787 million. They are guilty as sin. Yeah, exactly. They were being sued for twice that. Fox was accused of basically, after the 2020 election, votes had been taken from Donald Trump and given to Joe Biden, which is a load of crap. I wonder why they settled. Is the question. Here's another question, right? Now, what does this give to the election deniers? Is there something here to think about? I think there is. I think that the people, they're lucky. Tucker Carlson and Sean and Maria and all the rest of them would have been also, according to what I read, and I don't know this for a fact, but they would have been personally liable also. For some of for part of the whatever, if there had been a settlement for part of the settlement, and because Fox News acted maliciously as they were charged in airing all this false information, they could have gotten Fox could have been liable for $1.6 billion, but then the people who are on the air there, they may have been liable for hundreds of millions of dollars more. So. There you go. And as I said, the lawyers will not admit to anything. Fox won't admit to anything. The settlement is sealed, and so that'll be the end of that. But yeah, come on. You have no anybody who's got any common sense. And it's interesting to look at and I don't say this gleefully, I just say it because it's true. After all of this, and after, there was immediately upon the indictment of Trump by this bird brain stop calling people names, Doug. I know, just part of my my ingrained personality. The guy's a phony. Alvin Bragg, right?
Yeah.
So right after that, Trump's popularity went through the roof. Oh, yo, we're going to protect him. And by the way, there are a lot of people that I respect who said the indictment is a load of baloney. And so that seems to have weighed heavily on many people and say, yeah, well, we think Trump's okay. Well, now that's gone. That's pretty much fading. And his connection to the race and Ron DeSantis, they're getting down to being almost the same according to several different polls. And this thing isn't going to help his popularity either. Because he's been out there crowing about the fact that this was that the election was stolen and there were lots of fraudulent votes and what happened in Georgia and blah, 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 blah. And Fox doesn't write a check. I'll say it again. No one writes a check for $787 million unless they're up to their Mickey in guilt. All right? So... Meanwhile, other presidential candidates are showing up. I have decided, Jay, I said this a couple of years ago when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ran against Malarkey here in Massachusetts for the Senate spot. Malarkey is also known as Markey, He is another one of these four-flushing phonies. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an interesting character. He's going to announce today that he's going to run for president, mm-hmm. and it's not clear whether he's going to run as a Democrat or an independent. I hope he runs as a Democrat. I would, if for no other reason, he's a vaccine denier. What do they call the people, the shots that didn't, they didn't call them vaccine deniers.
Oh, the anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
Which I feel like an actual anti-vaxxer is against all vaccines, not just someone who was against COVID vaccines.
Right, but he's against the COVID vaccine, or was, and very prominent. And so at the beginning of all of the stuff, when he was making his position clear, people said, this guy's nuts. Well, you know what? He's not so nuts. And there's a lot of stuff floating around now, kind of like the Fox thing. You know, they claimed they were innocent, yada, yada, yada. Well, you can claim all you want, but what's the truth? The truth is the vaccines are questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Or for some people they are. Some people I think they helped, and it appears some people they didn't help. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there's probably a third level of some people they hurt. So Kennedy has done a lot of research, been very public with it, and has gotten a lot of support from Republicans, from independents, and from some Democrats. The people who are very, you know, there's a hardcore group of, we're Democrats and we'll support the president till the end. Well, that's getting to be a weak argument because Biden's a terrible president. So now where do you go from there? You look around and see Trump, is he the answer? For some people, yeah. Is DeSantis the answer? For some people, yeah. Pick a name out of the hat that's already showed up. Kennedy's got a name. Some people think he's a little kooky, but fewer people think he's kooky because, again, what he said, I think he might be actually pretty...
And he's
pretty,
a Kennedy.
Right.
Politician by osmosis, even though he's a lawyer.
You're right. His father was Robert F. Kennedy, who lost his life in 1968 because he wanted to be president. So, yeah, there's a lot in the name. You're right about that. 18 after, this is the Good Day program.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail.
Weird. Anyway,
Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimony.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want to know more about who's in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s family? Well, we have some information. Where'd that word go? Oh, there it is. Okay. Stuck behind my teeth. Didn't see what I was saying. His wife's name is Cheryl Hines. If you watch various television programs, you will recognize her. Well, I didn't recognize the name, put it with a face, until I put the name with a face. And now, the potential first lady, if Robert F. Kennedy is going to work his way through to the top, is a very interesting character in her own right. The relationship between her husband, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and her, in the focus right after this here on Good Day.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Okay, so we've done an extremely deep dive into who Cheryl Hines.
I'm surprised you didn't know who she was at first.
I didn't have a clue until I saw her picture, and then I found out she played Larry David's wife on that program that he's been doing for,
Curb
seems like,
enthusiasm.
100 years, Curb Your Enthusiasm. She's funny, she's cute, she's got lots of energy, and she's married to a potential president. And certainly being married in the Kennedy family isn't a hard way to live your life. Unless you disagree with your husband about the COVID claims. So apparently the two of them don't agree that getting shots is a bad thing or a good thing. He says they're bad. She says, they're okay.
Well,
But anyway, go ahead. Yeah,
she has come out and said multiple times that they love each other, they respect each other, they differ on many current issues. Really came out with the COVID vaccine situation was when he likened it to people who do not get the COVID vaccine as hiding in the attic like Anne Frank did. And people had asked her, do you stand with your husband on this? And she had to come out. She was like, my husband's opinions are not a reflection of my own. We love each other. We differ on current issues. That was reprehensible. That should have never happened. What he said was absolutely absurd. And she came out and spoke against her husband and condemned his words. And then he came out and apologized for what he said.
Well, it stirred the pot in his marriage. But if they are still together after this public a flap, I don't know that word, but a disagreement anyway. It was described by some as a private feud. I don't think it's been a private feud at all. It's been something especially now that he is going to challenge President Biden, apparently as a Democrat. I don't know. I said I wasn't sure whether he was going to run as an independent or a Democrat, but I can't see a Kennedy running in anything for any in a position where he would run for the president or any other office. He ran in Massachusetts for the Senate as a Democrat. But anyway, so disagreements like this are healthy as long as you don't let it. He said, I guess there was the same discussion about mask mandates, too, right? He said that the tactics were harsher than the Nazis, which is a little bit of an overstatement. But anyway, I hope he gets a lot of attention. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled. And he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Suspected classified document leaker Jack Teixeira will be in a Boston court today, and we expect him to enter a plea. This as the U.S. government moves to protect classified documents following the leak on social media. The arrest late last week of Teixeira on charges of disclosing classified information comes amid a continuing effort by the government, including the Pentagon, to lower the distribution list of some intelligence and even restrict some who previously had access. A parking garage collapsed in New York City's financial district yesterday afternoon, killing one person and injuring others. The New York Fire Department reported firefighters responded but were pulled out because of concerns about the building's structural stability. At least five workers were injured, one of whom refused medical attention. Mayor Eric Adams said one person was found dead after the first responders arrived. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
At the hour now on the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by the folks at Progressive Insurance. You got a small business, they'll keep you going. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach. It's an easy to use mobile app that you can use. If you want to find out more about it, go to progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Insurance is spending at the moment the most money advertising, not only here but everywhere. They're the big advertisers. Big deal. Big deal. Ya-da-da-da-da-da. So here's our positive thought for the day. The sound of laughter is like the vaulted dome of a temple of happiness. How do you like that?
Oh, I could see that. Like, huh? A genuine belly laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Contagious.
Yeah, it is. Remember the other day when we had... there was a moment. It was Monday when Jennifer was here. I think I do it. Jennifer's laugh. Both of you have fabulous laughs. Just really good, fabulous. It's just it's infectious, and it just is funny. You know, but what the jokes are funny, but the laughs sometimes are more funny. Right? You know how that works?
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you walk into a room and somebody's already laughing. You have no idea what it is that has made them laugh, but that laugh is so contagious that you can't help but find yourself totally cracking up, too.
Right, exactly.
Or when people laugh so hard they cry.
Yeah. Ah, love that. That's just make your head shake, your gut busts up, right? And you can't help it. Yeah, just it's... There are so many good jokes about so many things. Somebody sent me a note the other day after we had the conversation. It wasn't really a conversation. It was some jokes. What was it, last week or the week before, when I was telling you the story about my grandson and his love of fart jokes?
Oh, yeah, last week.
And so, yeah, when I first started doing this, I could never get away with saying fart on the air. You couldn't have gotten away with it, but... You know, what's in a word? And why is fart, F-A-R-T, why is that something that is displeasurable or unpleasant or whatever it is?
Poor manners.
Well, is farting, which amounts to poor manners? Farting or talking about farting? Or am I?
Probably talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's one of those things that back in the day where you knew that things happened, you just couldn't speak on it. Like, look at television shows where a woman could be pregnant, but you couldn't say that. It was part of life. I mean, that's
right.
That was life, not just a part of life. That's what life needs, and you couldn't even say that. Or eventually you begin to be able to use the phrase, with child.
Johnny Carson said, I remember Ed said to me once, the whole business about talking about people in bed or having relationships or anything like that, you couldn't talk about that. The earlier years in the 60s, you couldn't, and I started my career in the 60s, you could not say a lot of things. You couldn't, there was a song by Bob Dylan called Lay Lady Lay, and we couldn't say Lay Lady Lay on the air. We could say lady and play the song, but if you said lay, you could get, you know, fined.
So the lyrics,
portrait
was the song edited?
No.
So the song could use those lyrics and have that phrase, but you introducing the song with the song title wasn't permitted?
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Nope. Couldn't do that. You couldn't have anything. Yeah, the person... There are lots of different categories for jokes. Somebody sent me a click on this. I'm talking about clickbait. A wide range of Christian jokes. That is, you know, when you think about it, is there something? Can you have fun with stuff that goes on in church? Of course, you should be able to. All right. So here's the song that was in question. You couldn't say. Lay, lady, lay. But you listen to it. Listen to this.
Lay across my big friend's bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day. Let me see you make them smile.
All right. Anyway.
His clothes are dirty, but his hands
this
are
something,
clean.
Most of the stuff Dylan did, I didn't like. This song I did. And maybe it was because it was considered one of those, you know, it's like Adam and Eve reaching for the apple, right? You're supposed to not have. It's a fruit that you're not supposed to eat.
It's
and
forbidden.
Lay, lady, lay, you're not supposed to enjoy listening to a song about what he did in his big brass bed. Right? So there you go. Laughter, it's contagious. All right, here's a solution. A lot of people listen to this program because we offer solutions to problems. And one of the biggest problems we have as a country, as a population, individually, collectively, is what do we do with the microplastics that are pretty much in everything, especially fish. If you eat fish, you're eating plastic. pretty much across the board. On the American Family Farmer, is that what I did? Yeah, the American Family. Got to remember which show I did.
How many?
The American Family Farmer. We had the lady who was the oyster farmer, and she, the way she controls the water that grows the oysters. One of the points that she made was talking about pollution and stuff. She didn't want any pollution in her oysters. So they filter the water, and, you know, microplastics are very hard because they're so small to filter out of the water. And so thinking about that and thinking about the danger that microplastics pose to you and to me and to the ecology and to the health of our health and well-being of our loved ones and ourselves. So the problem is to find methods to remove the microplastics from water. Even, I suppose you could make an argument that it's in the air, too. So that's not an easy undertaking. These little teeny bits, they put them in toothpaste. They actually put these plastic things in the toothpaste to clean your teeth, but you can't get them out of your system. So there are some people in a university that are experimenting with what they call acoustic filters. They are going to use sound to get rid of these tiny little shards, these little pieces of plastic. And I don't know how, I mean, I guess how they're doing it is, I don't understand how it's happening, and it's not been explained too well because they haven't patented it yet, so they don't want somebody to steal the patent. But just think about that. There's something in sounds that can attract stuff like this. I mean, whose mind goes that way? Who figures that stuff out? You know, we should be inspired by a lot of the people around who are doing things, even though we spend a lot of our time talking about how dumb people are to spend, you know, what their lives looking at the devices. But there are lots of people who are doing lots of things to help problems like the problem of microplastics. Anyway, the government should be outlawing, the European government has outlawed putting these plastics into toothpaste or anything else. But here we are in America. Have we done it? No.
There are a lot of things that fly here that do not fly other places. And then also just look at it as all the different chemicals that California is working on banning that are absolutely prohibited to be in toiletries and cosmetics. We are not allowed to put it on our skin, but it's permitted to be in our food. We can put it in our bodies, not just on our skin.
And you know what an example of that is? The makeup that women use, a lot of, and men too, I suppose, these little bits and pieces of glitter. You know how you can put glitter, when you take children to parties sometimes, it's fun to put the sparkle, the glitter stuff on your skin.
Yeah, or like the face
makeup
and stuff.
Yeah, that's full of microplastics. Stuff gets in through your pores and into your skin. This stuff is like the worst of the worst. And so maybe what is the, you know, we're talking about those red dyes or the dyes, how bad those are for you. And again, they have been outlawed in Europe, but here we are.
Yeah.
Letting, you know, the
or
public.
Arsenic in rice, higher levels in brown rice, which you would think would be healthy for you. They say dark chocolate's the healthier chocolate, but now we're finding there's lead and other things.
Yep. Well, so this is the power of the purse here, the power of people that give lots of money in campaign contributions to various people running for office, whether it's local, regional, national, and they get the ear of these of the politicians who would vote for a ban in, you know, some sensible way. But yesterday in New York City, a parking garage collapsed. One person was killed, four others were injured. Think about this the next time you go into a multi-story parking garage. Is it safe? We have one here in Framingham, six stories high. I wouldn't go in it. You look at the concrete, the thing was not well made. You can see the chips of the concrete, and then you see the re-rod underneath the concrete, and it's all rusty. And that's what happens. This is late yesterday afternoon. After the collapse, the city says, well, you should avoid the area. Really? Good going. Yeah, let's keep people out of there. So there were six patients and six workers in the building at the time of the collapse. They were hospitalized, or I guess a bunch of them. One of them just refused medical attention. Okay, so that's, you know, you do that and that's fine. You want to tell the story. There is, this is a warning, not necessarily for the people of New York, but again, I say this, this has to do with all the discussions that we seem to be having about infrastructure and what we have to do to make sure that the roads are better. We need to build the stuff better to begin with, and we don't. We don't build things as well as we should. And that's why I think that there's a, there's a serious need for a complete overhaul of our system, roads, bridges, these kind of buildings, because these buildings, these parking lots are built the same way as the bridges are. It's the same thing. So let's talk about something that's good for you. Let's spend a minute talking about All Natural Balance 7. Balance 7 is great for those of you who love to eat food that's bad for you. Now you can eat the food that's bad for you, and it's not going to be bad for you, because Balance 7 does exactly what the name implies. It balances your system, your immune system, your digestive system. Many, if not most of us, have too much acid in our system. Your stomach is all acid, which is good. You have to digest the food. But sometimes if it's not balanced properly, you'll eat something like the gluten stuff, the wheat, and it will upset your stomach and give you heartburn or whatever else this stuff does. And so now is the time to come to the aid of your own body by going to 800-793-9039 and get Balance 7. You can go to balance7.com, too. The balance that you need is at 800-793-9039.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's. Ready to get started on your spring planting? Right now, get select Bonnie 19.3-ounce vegetables and herbs, 3 for $12. Save on indoor updates, too, with up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Shop Lowe's today, because Lowe's knows spring. Valid through 4/26. Bonnie offer available in-store only. Actual plant size varies. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling while telling a customer to leave the room, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Our systems here, 34, whoops, wait a minute, hold on, Doug, it's 54, actually not quite, 53 after the hour, it's food, farm, and family time here on Good Day with Jay and Doug celebrating National Banana Day. Yes, we have some bananas. People, I have a banana every day. I have most of it. Daisy gets to eat some of it.
It's very good.
It's fiber. Yes, right, exactly.
Potassium.
Yep, excellent stuff. Bananas are edible berry fruits. Who knew that they were considered a berry fruit? They grow in clusters. We've seen that, right? I usually buy them in 4 or 5 banana clusters. How do you buy them? Is that about
I cannot stand bananas. I wish
really?
I could. They are so healthy for you. I try to hide them in different things like smoothies. They just they cannot be hidden. They will not be hidden. Their flavor is always on display.
All full of vitamins and carbohydrates, amino acids, the right fats. I just peel them and eat them. Some people, when they get rotten fast, so then they go into banana bread, right? And that's kind of a tune-out. I like them when they're just getting ripe. Let's see here. 100 billion bananas are eaten around the world every year. 100 billion, right? So enjoy your first banana, your second banana, whatever. Ed McMahon used to be considered a second banana. I don't know where that came from. But a lot of people on TV and all those announcers and stuff that were on the late night shows, they were all considered second bananas. Anyway, so the year that bananas gained popularity in America was 1865. Right after the Civil War, the Boston Fruit Company brought in bananas, imported them from various places. Most of them come from Central and South America. So, enjoy your bananas. Yes, we have some bananas. Here's the story about a Colorado gator farm that has burned to the ground, and the animals that were in the barn were burned as well. So I suppose if you're a bad joker, you know, the people who like to eat alligators say it tastes just like chicken. Well, there's plenty of that in this reptile barn that burned down yesterday. Lizards, snakes, tortoises, parrots, even some cats in the barn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, that's kind of lousy. So anyway, the who knows? There have been a lot of barn fires. You notice that lately? We had that fire with the cows. 18,000 cows were killed in that hole.
It happened, yeah, and just what, there should not be that many animals at one location,
nah,
because you know there's no way that they're being handled in a humane way.
That's
it's
right.
Just absolutely awful. There was a story of a chicken farm, too, I believe, where so many of them perished in a fire on top of what was already going on with bird flu situations.
Yeah. Do you eat chicken that's been exposed to bird flu?
It could can you?
Your yeah, I think you can. You cook them. You can cook anything and get rid of most of the bad stuff that's in it. All right, so as the warm weather invades our country, open windows, farmers are starting to plant. The report that's been released this week, and we'll have some of this on the American Family Farmer, the first plantings, actually last week, 16% of the nation's corn crop has been put in the ground already, Midwest, Mid-South, and that's a little higher than it was last year at this time. Soybeans about the same. If you look at Ohio, that's the only state behind in soybean planting so far. The rest of the states like Arkansas, as I said, Mississippi, Louisiana, places down south, Missouri, even southern Missouri, Kansas, they have got a lot of corn planted there. Illinois, about 10% of the corn they will grow has been planted already. Wow, look at this. Down in Texas, 65% of the corn and beans that need to be harvested there in the ground already. Tennessee, 23% of the crop has been planted. In North Carolina, they've got about 28% of the crop in the ground already, which is early. It's a few weeks early. And as I said, we'll have some details on the American Family Farmer Show this week. On the American, well, the Food, Farm, and Family segment of the program gets aired, it gets put into that website every day. The information that we're passing along to inspire you. Also, the American Family Farmer is there every week, and tidbits that Jay finds to put in there as well. One of the things that we focus on in this week's American Family Farmer is what the Ukrainian war is doing to our food supply. That's something that we all have to be dealing with. Expect higher prices still. And some advice for farmers as far as taxes are concerned. Hopefully you've got your money in the bank or in the hands of in the clutches of the government because the money is due. Any rate, there we have it. Food, Farm, and Family, the daily report here on the Good Day program, brought to you as a public service because we're such wonderful public servants. Are we, Jay? Yay for us!
Yay!
Yay! 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.